Hey guys, this is Joseph Eid, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, but you can just go ahead and call me Ludini. We're all friends here, and today we've got another great artist story for you. We've got Joseph Eid on the line with us, and Joseph has his guitar. He's ready to rock and roll for us and play some great music, so we're going to get to him in a minute here. But first, we got to do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Where you can hear tons of great artists that you just are just being, let's put it this way, being underserviced by the corporate media system that we have out there today. Artists like No Alarms, David Dunn, Heather Whitney, Intika, Ashley Che, Joel Hernandez, tons and tons of great artists from in a wide variety of genres. So check all that out there. If you're looking for great music, you're scratching your head saying, where's all the good music? LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Also, the other thing that's really important about that is there is our stores right there. You up in the right-hand corner, you see a link to our merch page, our store. A lot of cool stuff, t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, hats, totes, all kind of fun stuff. So pick yourself up a little bit of a Ludini swag there and show us a little love, and it helps us to keep the lights on and do a few things we like to do here. Also, if you are listening to this and you're streaming it from a social media site, hit that share button, okay? Sharing is caring. When you share, you get the word out about the music you like, and it, usually if you like it, that means your friends are going to like it. And so today we've got Joseph Eid on. He's going to be on in a second. And you go like, oh, I love Joseph's music. Well, chances are your friends are going to like it too. So it's a way to get Joseph a little bit more exposure, and also show your friends that you know where the cool music is. So share that around as well. We appreciate that. All right. So as I've been saying, I've been talking about Joseph here for a little bit. Joseph is with us. You're Los Angeles, right? You're calling in from, you're an L.A. guy?
Yes, sir. Los Angeles. Oh. That's where I'm at.
All right, my man. And Joseph, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what your background is, how you got bit by the music bug? Because I think you were on a different track, weren't you? You were being what? Maybe you were going to be to school to be a doctor or something?
Yes, it's definitely something like that. It's an interesting story, and you know, I think you know, maybe it happens every now and then with people. I'm so grateful for the way it turned out for me. I grew up in a kind of home where the arts was not really ever encouraged as a career. It was like, no, we're never paying for that. That's not going to happen. It's really cute. You know, when I was like 16, I was like recruited to be in this like boy band in high school. I remember having a meeting with my dad and having to like beg and plead for him to let me do it. It was like that kind of like environment, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So I went to college. I was interested in psychology, always have been. So I just did that. And, you know, but I was doing like school musicals and taking some classes on the side, on the down low. And then once I graduated, I decided to go to med school. I'd stayed there for 6 months when I kind of just woke up. I mean, it was my like awakening moment, and I've never gone to sleep after that. It was just like I was sitting studying for a microbiology quiz,
okay,
which was like insane. And I just the night before I had been out, you know, just jamming with some friends and singing and stuff, and just remember feeling like I was on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Just, the next morning, just being like studying and being like, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
Like, how did I actually end up here? Like, it was all this unconscious thing of just following what I thought I was supposed to do, and out of fear and out of like, you know, not being allowed to really dream fully. And I just had this overwhelming feeling that this just had to end, and ran to my student advisor and was like, listen, I need a leave of absence, and I just don't know if I maybe just wanted to play a doctor on TV or something. but I don't think I ever really, really wanted to do this. I was doing it for my dad. I was doing it for approval. I was doing it because I was like running away from other stuff. I don't know why, but you know, we do that. And it's just better you catch yourself at some point than you never do, you
right.
know? And that was the beginning of the musical journey for me, just like dropping out of medical school.
Dropping out, tuning in and getting turned on, as they used to say back in the old days.
Yes.
What is your inspiration, or how do you get started with songwriting? Because that is really, you know, when I listen to, you know, what you do, I definitely hear the troubadour, the singer songwriter thing, and that's sort of where you're kind of it feels like comfortable for you. So how does it get started for you? Is it a lyrical idea? Is it something that happens? How does it get started?
The music definitely inspires me, and the guitar for sure. But I was writing songs long before I learned how to play guitar.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I was writing poetry and songs. And for me, it really starts with a concept first. Hmm. Because I'm the kind of person who I've always just been interested in stuff, you know, whether it's like the meaning of life or philosophy or, you know, spirituality or the way that things work and patterns and observing life. I've always been very interested in trying to make things make sense. And when I get like an idea that clicks in my head, and you know, sometimes it's just, yeah, it's like a love song about somebody, okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of times with my music, it's a little bit, there's another layer to it. And it's like, I get this click where something connects, something makes sense, and I want to share it. Hmm. I want to put it into a song, but I don't want to make it like a preachy thing. I don't want to make it a, you know, you're reading a book, but I want to, communicate that message, and that's how it starts. So I come to the guitar with a concept, and I go, wow, like this is cool. I want to write about this, and then it starts to build from there. And then many times, strangely, I'll just be sitting like on the edge of my bed, pick up the guitar, and just start playing something, and then just words start flying out. Mm. I don't know where they're taking me. I don't know where it's going, but within a few minutes, I start to think, oh, okay, that's an interesting line. I wonder where this is going. And the story kind of comes through me. And I think Bob Dylan said it once, or someone like him said, like, I don't write songs, they write me.
Yeah.
And it does feel like that a lot. Like something wants to come through, it shows you. So like, you gotta just breathe and let it happen. Sometimes it takes 5 minutes, and sometimes it takes like 2 years.
Right, exactly. So now that we've kind of laid the foundation here, you have a guitar. What are you gonna play for us?
Well, I thought I'd play for you guys my latest thing that I put out, which is the song "Watch It Fall." I released this album EP a year ago, almost a year ago, yeah. And this song has always been really close to my heart. And I just put out a video for it. I waited like a year to find the right videographer to do this. And he really got it. And he got me and got the song. And it's a song about, you know, just about a darker time in my life where I was questioning this path and the sacrifices I was making and living in this building that I never intended to stay in. You know, I moved here because it was a reasonable price, and I thought I'd be here for 6 months and then I'd make it big, and you know, and then you know, 6 years later you're still here. So and that's where it came from. So let me just grab this guitar, and should we play it now?
Yeah, go ahead. This is Joseph Eade, and he's gonna play "Watch It Fall." This is it's a great video, as he mentioned. You guys can find that, and we'll talk a little bit about where you can keep up with him on the internet and see the videos and everything. But go ahead, Joseph, when you're ready there. Like, take us through it. I'm really excited to hear you.
This is "Watch It Fall."
"Watch It Fall." There you are.
My neighbor down the hall knows the dirt on everyone. He's got secrets to tell. And the guy who lives by the front door stands out there all along. Yeah, he's got weakness to sell. And there's the actress downstairs with the dog who's dying. And he cries when she goes out. And there's a tattooed healer who's more like a dealer.
of things you don't want to know about. Now watch it all fall down. From the roof to the walls to the ground. Watch it creep, sit, low. They keep on telling me, go. Your lady by the stairs, been living there for 40 years. She's got stories of fright. Yeah, she tells tales of ghosts in the halls from tenants who lived here before, and the way that they die. And then she touches my face and says, I remember the man in your place. And that's when I slowly start to back out. And I say, lady, thank you for the history, but I really gotta go. You see, there's some things I don't wanna know about. Now watch it all down. From the roof to the walls to the ground. Watch a dream sink, go. They keep on telling me, go. One day when I'm famous, I'll finally move out of here. I first said 6 months, but it's been 6 years, and I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. Composer on the first floor, he's longing for something more. There's a pain in his eyes. And when he walks by with his girl hand in hand, he sneaks a look my way, and I understand. See, there's a lot that he's eyeing. And there's my friend upstairs with his theories of conspiracy, and I always seem to run into him when I've been drinking. And he's there to smoke his joint, my friend, over the naked. And he plans, cause this ship is sinking. Now watch it all down. From the roof to the walls, to the ground I watch. A dream sink, go. They keep on telling me, go. They keep on telling me. They keep on telling me. They keep on telling me. Go.
All right, beautiful song. I love the little imagery, the little sort of vignettes, the sort of, you know, slices of life that you're sort of encountering there with the different characters in the song. So this is sort of inspired by your living situation.
It's definitely stuff, you know, like characters I see.
Yeah.
And, you know, you embellish some things. And then some characters you see outside the building, but then you put them in the building for the song. And it's just about, you know, like life's about perception. And sometimes, you know, when you're in a darker place, then everything you see around you is like sad. But then when you're happy, it's like, you know, the situations don't look like that. So it's just about a point of view at a moment in time.
Do you feel like you've taken the right path?
I do. Good. I absolutely do.
Good, because I think that the world is a better place because of songs like that. I mean, it's just like absolutely beautiful. So I'm glad that you made that decision.
Thanks so much.
And I really want you to have a lot of success. So you put out this record about a year ago. So what is going on now? What's coming up? What's the plan?
Well, let's see. I've been writing because that's just what I do, you know. And so, of course, I'm already thinking about the next recording. I'm thinking, though, instead of doing another album right away, because it can be such a huge investment of time and money, as you know. And because the model of music has kind of shifted a little bit, where people are more just more about the single these days, even though I consider myself an album artist, and I'll always be, just because I love the, you know, the story and the whole concept thing. But I'm thinking of doing just a few singles of stuff that I've written. There's a song that is really resonating with people that I've been playing out lately at this like weekly thing that I do downtown. And it's been, you know, so I'm thinking maybe just go in the studio, record that one song, do a video for it, put that out, and then, you know, just kind of go from there. And, you know, the usual gigging, I'm just trying to get out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, just make this, you know, make this dream real, like in every way, and support myself fully from it. And there was a time I didn't think that would be possible. It was a time where I thought this isn't going to happen. And now I see that it is very possible.
Yes.
And it just takes a lot of work, but it's really possible. And I'm seeing how I can do it. And having proof that it can be done, and that's an exciting thing. That's like, you know, a different, just a different level.
Yeah. Well, we're working with a different paradigm in 2018 than we were, you know, from the traditional artists that kind of built rock and built pop music, you know, from the 70s and 80s. Those, you know, this is that now you can create a niche following, and they can, you know, they can support you, and you can be completely, you know, happy with that. But real quick, before we wrap up, can you talk about It's Only Love and being in the film real quick?
Oh yeah, that was really cool. Like, just kind of shows you the power of social media and sharing and stuff. I'm one of those guys who, even when I don't, you know, and I don't want to share something, I make myself do it. Like, I put the manager hat on and I just throw it out there. And what happened was a friend of mine who I didn't know was doing music supervision for this film, I guess he was just watching my progress and watching me put out music and stuff. And he was working on a film. He was asked to music supervise on a film starring Sharon Stone called All I Wish. And he just reached out to me and said, listen, you know, I need some music for some scenes. Can you come over, watch a rough cut, and maybe give me a few ideas? I can't promise anything, but I can bring you the songs to the director and see if she thinks they might work. And I did that, and I didn't hear anything from him for like 6 months, and then he just sends me a random text and he's like, hey, one of your songs got into the film. And I was like, what? So what? it was just, yeah, I was like, what do you mean? Like, I completely had written it off. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. But it's a really cool thing to have happen. You know, it's not like the biggest deal in the world, but, you know, for a songwriter, it's kind of the new radio, sort of the next, you know, it's one of those avenues for us to get credibility, make a little money, and just, you know, get out there more. So, and the director's wonderful, and she's like, she follows me on Instagram now, is like super supportive.
Awesome.
And it's just been, it's been nice to just have something, you know, just knowing that your recordings are like there.
Yeah.
They're at that point, you know, where you're like, all right, this is definitely, no, I'm not crazy here. People are really vibrating with this music,
and
it's cool. So that song is out. That song's from my first album, Human. So you guys can find it out there if you're interested in listening to it.
So why don't you go ahead now and plug all your stuff where everybody can find you on the internet and keep up with everything you have going on, so they can, you know, because you got some good stuff coming up. You're going to be doing more music, but you don't want to miss it. So.
Yeah. The you know, the best place is always like my website, because it links you to Spotify and Apple and all that stuff, and that's josepheedmusic.com. And then on all my social media, you could find me at Joseph Eid Music. So that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even though I don't really use Twitter, but Instagram is like, I love using Instagram. It's a lot of fun. So that's my main, that I post most, a lot of the things over there. And yeah, just, you know, Apple Music and Spotify, just type in Joseph Eid, and all my released music's out there.
Awesome. Well, Joseph, thank you for being here. We're going to wrap up. I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So can you hang out for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Hey, guys.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you. And thanks for playing, and we really appreciate it. Oh, wow. Joseph Eid, guys. And I just want to clarify, that is Joseph Eid, and that is E-I-D. Okay, Joseph Eid Music everywhere on all the channels. So check out Joseph Eade Music and then JosephEadeMusic.com. And then there's all the jumping off stuff, and you can see tour dates and shows and videos and all the links to all the good stuff. There's also some very cool, what I call reinterpretations of some great songs by other people that are there up as well. And you can have a lot of fun with that. Some cool live footage. The man sounds awesome live, as you can hear as well. So just go to Joseph Eade Music, E-I-D, music.com. And all the things are right there. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check that often and get yourself some cool Ludini swag while you're at it. And just show us that you love us. Don't forget to share. If you're streaming this right now, you're listening to a playback on Podbean, or it popped up on your Facebook or your Instagram or something like that. Just share that around, because this is how it's done nowadays, guys. It's just, you know, sharing around. Hey, do you like this? Oh, I like that. I like this music. My friend, Sam's going to really dig this. And as you share it around, you know, Joseph's fan base increases, and that encourages him to put out more music, and he realizes more things are happening for him. So let's show the love, and share the podcasts around so we can help these great artists. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Thanks to Joseph for being here, and I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.